Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Playbook Radio. I'm your host, Will Wavy, joined by the usual... I can't even speak. I was going to say the usual duet, but that implies you guys are together. You guys ain't no duet. You know, I'll just say with my Batgirl and then Batrobin or something. I don't know. I'm tongue-tied right now. Anyways, we got Rick Harris, a.k.a. Pretty Ricky, is what they all call him, a.k.a. old enough to be your grandpa, but he won't tell you what his real age is, a.k.a. fake-ass Muhammad Ali. You know, he wouldn't post that he do 9 rounds on Facebook, so he wanted to put it out there because he wanted some raggedy-ass participation to the show. Anyways, what's good, Rick?
What's up, man? And you got plenty to say early in the show, I see.
Early. I'm getting you now. Good. So then we got Tanice, a.k.a. Baby E, a.k.a.
Hey.
a.k.a. ready to talk about why men ain't ready to do all that freaky deaky bullshit, a.k.a. voice of
the
women, not really.
And there's the problem, because now it's
bullshit. It's always bullshit when you want to talk about the booty hole. Anyways, what's good tonight?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm a little amped up right now. I'm a little man doing what he needed to do at school, so it's always good until I have to whip his ass in a couple of weeks, but we'll see how that goes. Anyways, I'm going to know you guys are just from the East Coast, just finishing your empire, getting your cookie fixed. Don't nobody call and or email me or text message me anything and tell me, you know, what happened. I don't really care about the show too much. I just want to look at Taraji. So don't tell me anything about the show. I'll check it out tomorrow or the next day or something like that. But anyways, got a great show for you tonight. So we're going to talk about are men as sexually explorative as they claim? So this is something Denise wanted to bring to the fold. Basically, you know, are men as freaky as they say they are or as freaky as women need them to be? Yeah. Then we're going to also talk about why are couples, they get stagnant in relationships, and part of that could be contributed to, and you're just not as freaky as I need you to be. And then how to be and where to find dateable people. Always talking about there's no good men or no good women around. Where do you find them? So we're going to discuss that as well. As always, if you want to call in and give us your 2 cents, you can give us a call. The number is 914-205-5443. Again, that's 914-205-5443. If you want to speak, press 1. Otherwise, you can go to our chat room, blogtalkradio.com/theplaybook, and you can also hit us up on Facebook at Relationship Playbook. With that being said, let's get into the main topic. Are men as sexually explorative as they claim? And this was something you wanted to bring to the forefront. So we're going to give the floor to you, Tanice. What's up? What do the ladies have to say about this?
Right. So I think women usually get a bad rap for being the more subdued sex in the bedroom. But when I sit down and really talk to men, I figure out that it's their asses that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they have a little they're misinformed. They think that, you know, good sex is based all on the woman's performance, and a lot of men will never talk about my good sex because of what he does. It's always based off of how, like, freaky, quote-unquote, that the woman is. So women get a bad rap. But anyway, so when I'm talking to some men, every now and then I'll have a friend or a friend of a friend or somebody who I know just kind of in passing who is a friend, like on Facebook or something like that, they'll jump into my inbox and ask me kind of how to why their wives or girlfriends aren't being as sexual as they would like them to be or whatever. And through, like, just a little maybe 5-minute dialogue, I'll ask them, you know, have you set her up to be like that? And they're like, no. And so basically I've suggested to them that they need to start their foreplay at like 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. And the first thing they tell me is, I don't have time for it. And I'm like, okay, well, that's the reason why your woman is not being sexual with you come 10 o'clock at night. But, you know, for women, sex is an emotional thing, for a lot of women anyway. It's emotional. And so you got to, we women have to be set up right for sex for like 10 hours before. You can't just come home, you know, have all the stresses of the day, try to get your kids in order, do whatever you need to do around the house, get ready for bed. Then it's 10 o'clock, and then all of a sudden now you're trying to punch the clock and have some good sex by 11:30, so you're asking to go back to sleep. It doesn't work that way. So men, I think, are falling behind because they keep thinking, like, okay, we get, you know, as soon as I'm ready to have sex, she's going to be ready. I'm like, no, you missed the bar on that 10 hours ago.
So you ain't got no
set
switch?
It up nice. No, I mean, there could be like a Friday night sex and you like giving her some liquor or something, or some Saturday night sex. But the thing is that for a lot of women, it's emotional, and men totally miss the curve on that. And, you know, men can be physically attracted to a woman and want to have sex with her within like 5 to 7 minutes. Women don't generally work that way. So that's problem number one.
Okay, so let's go in and delve into problem number one. And the ladies, you want to co-sign what Tanisha is saying again, you can give us a call, 914-205-5443. And we see a few people on the line, but if you want to talk, press one. So the first thing, so is it that with problem number one that men aren't necessarily as freaky, or is it for the fact we just don't put in enough foreplay? We just expect it, you know, you guys to be like us. For us, you know, the wind blows us, passes the right way, and our dick get hard. With women, it takes some more effort than that. So do you find out it's not a freaky thing? We just don't want to put in the time to get the woman, you know, to do the foreplay and get them to marinate.
Right. I mean, I've actually had a man tell me he didn't have time for it. And I'm like, wait, but I see your ass posting on Instagram, on Facebook, liking stuff. You posting actively. Like, how do you not have time to stimulate your wife? Like, I just don't understand that.
Man, you
nosy
ass.
No, they in my inbox asking me. I'm trying to save their goddamn marriage. I'm not nosy.
Damn.
I mean,
who can't even be on this page?
I mean, but you,
what you
mean?
Yeah,
I mean, what
he
saying
you
broke
I'm
down
no-
everything, though. He's saying you broke down everything. He's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and all that other stuff.
If you come in my inbox and ask me a goddamn question about your relationship, I can tell you what the hell I want to do. If you wanted to be private, then you should have never asked my ass. Why are you asking me and not asking your wife? That's what you ought to be asking, but since you asked me, there you go. But, yes,
well,
I'm
hell,
still
I mean,
active,
maybe you
wanna, so I see their stuff.
He might be asking you because he want to explore your ass. That's why you.
That's
ass.
What I'm about to say. Are you giving off that home record vibe, Tanisha? You giving off the home record vibe?
No, I'm not giving off no damn home record vibe. Y'all trying to be fucking funny tonight?
No, we asked the question.
No, we asked.
No.
First of all, neither one of us are married, but more importantly, you know. Why is the dude inboxing you in the inbox? And it was like, yo.
Men ask me stuff based off of the stuff that I already post about. I mean, I talk about women's sexuality openly. So that's why I get the questions. Not because I'm sliding up through talking back to them. I don't give a damn about their relationships until they come to ask me.
Okay.
Well,
so,
let me just say, I don't disagree with what you're saying in terms of us being where we need to be to prepare women for what it is we say we want. So I think we have to just get into the point of recognizing that there's two parties within this duo here that need the type of stimulation that's going to further enhance your sex life. It's something we probably could do a better job at. I would agree with that.
But I want to ask, did you ask him, did he get into specifics on don't have time to do what? Because his wife, here we go. Go ahead.
So I don't remember exactly, you know, the play-by-play of the conversation, but I had given him, I think he was trying to say that there was like some self-esteem type of issues that his wife was having with, like, her body and stuff like that. So I was like, you need to really boost her up. You know, you can write little love letters on the mirror, you know, if you leave the house before her. send, you know, you should be sexting. Y'all folks be texting all damn day. Why don't you send some dick pics or something? Do something. So I was just like, you know, you should be sending this type of stuff. And he was like, well, I just don't have time to do it. And I'm like, yes, you do. I just don't find, I know that people, I mean, I, you know, my everyday, I don't have access to my cell phone during the day. So I know, but I know that people who have access to their cell phone are sitting on social media, on their cell phones, answering text messages, liking pictures, all this other type of stuff. So you cannot in turn tell me that you don't have time for it. So I was just trying to encourage right. him to send little things to his wife throughout the day as he thought about her or as he was liking somebody else's picture. Send her something. That's all.
Right. And do you think it's something to where it's grandiose in that regard? So he doesn't, does he think, okay, a little text message is not going to turn it on, or, hey, baby, I was thinking about you, or, you know, hey, can't wait to see you, you know, in them heels or boy shorts, you know, anything like that. Does he think those little things are not a turn on to her and he has to do something more grandiose in that regard? I'm finding it, not that I believe what you're saying, but I'm confused as to what he thinks he doesn't have time for, considering he's engaging a conversation with you anyway. So
well,
I have time
I
to have a
know,
conversation.
I don't know the specific answer to what you're asking about him, but I, generally speaking, I think a lot of men thinks that it takes a lot to get women there. Like, it doesn't take fancy dinners. It doesn't take a whole bunch of pomp and circumstance. Send a quick-ass text message. I mean, just something real easy. It doesn't take this whole charade, and I think that they think that it does, and so they don't want to put in that right. effort when all you got to do is just drop little things all day long. And it doesn't even have to be every single day. If you, you know, in a month course, if you're given, you know, a good 15 of those days, the other 15 days will carry you through just because you were consistent on the 15 days that you did do it.
Well, right. Let me say this. I don't know. I'm not a woman, but I'm going to say, if you want your woman to be more open sexually, I'm thinking your suggestions, you're going to have to, your suggestions could, I mean, those text messages could be your suggestions to making that happen. So, you know,
right.
if you're going to just send her a text message, baby, I miss you, I can't wait to see you, you're probably going to be getting the same sex you were getting whether you didn't send that text message. So if you're going to do that, you might, I mean, if you're having problems communicating what you want in a, or what you want to happen sexually that's not of the norm, that might be a good avenue to do it. To start talking some real, you know, I want to put your head in the under the tub while the water is running. And, you know, I'm just
but
saying,
you know,
you, might,
you know, there are so many couples out here that are so scared to be open to each other sexually. So folks be scared to say what they're like, their real desires are. They won't say that to each other. It's crazy. So all this extra stuff you talking about, putting stuff heads underneath the shower, they ain't getting ready to do it.
Yeah, and I want to say, relationship playbook, we don't condone what Rick said. He said putting your head on your tub and turn down and folks. We don't condone that. I'm not trying to just
hey,
talking about,
you know, I keep waivers on deck. You got to sign some shit. You can't just walk hey. Up in here and talk. If it goes past something normal, I gotta get your signature because I can't be catching no case.
Man, that's that Derek Jeter. People don't know. You never heard nothing about Derek Jeter because you have to sign a waiver to go in his house. He's like, no, we ain't. Man, he's talking about drowning mofos. But anyway, now, you said something to where, and I want to see if what Tanisha is saying is a little bit different. You said, okay, if he just said, hey, you know, baby, I miss you today, and send a text message, he's probably going to get the same sex that what he's been getting. So, you know, he needs to go outside of that, those basics in that regard. But where I find Tanisha something a little bit different, that you can just do the basics, you know, not all the time, but do the basics, and it will get her going if you're not doing the basics at all. If you're texting every day, hey, I miss you, within her course, that's not going to do anything to get her to the next level because she's already used to that. But if you're doing
right.
nothing, then the basics is what start there, because I think what a lot of men think is, you know, I have to, well, in order to get her, I got to take her to a level 10. Well, no, dude, if you're at a level 1, take it to a two, take it to a three, you know, start to do that. And then, you know, she'll begin to the thing, what I like to say is people, they think about stuff all day. So when you send a text message or, you know, let's take the text message in out of it, just call and say something or leave a little voicemail or something like that. Well, people with the, you know, the smartphones, with the iPhones, leave the audio messages and things of that nature. They hold on to that, and that marinates all day. So you can just, you know, leave a message, hey, you know, I can't wait to get home, you know, can't wait to lay up in the bed with you. And then you could lie and say some bullshit like, you know, I just can't wait to have you in my arms and watch TV. Knowing you don't want to watch no TV because, you know, 10 minutes into watching TV, you're going to be trying to smash. But all they think of is you want to cuddle. Yeah, I want to cuddle after I fuck. But the point of that is they'll take that and they'll let that marinate all day. And when that's
it's
in there.
It's too easy
you know,
to not be smooth right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
When folks be fucking up.
That is true, and then dudes, y'all quit, you know. Well, no, I'm about to say stop inboxing Tanice, but no, we need you to inbox Tanice. Because y'all be telling her stuff. Y'all won't be telling me and Rick. Y'all be telling her.
Yeah, don't come in my inbox with none of that BS. You and your people, y'all can, we'll just point you to Tanice inbox if dudes call.
Yeah. Unless you come
to
a
more men in my inbox. I'm good. I'm good right there. Please.
Well, Tanice, let me just ask you this, though. So, you know, what do you think is lacking on our end in terms of where we would go sexually that we, you know, we talk about going or we need to go that you don't see happening or you don't hear from your friend girls that's happening?
Oh,
and that's a great question.
Not
but
here,
before
you
want to
be in the ass.
Tanice, hold
that's
up.
What I want to know.
Tanice. Hold up, before you
I'm
answer that,
okay.
I do want to get, because we had a caller that's been holding for 6 minutes, so let's get them on the line real quick. And anybody else that want to call, the number is 914-205-5443. And then we're going to have Tanice answer the question that, what do you think we're lacking in that regard, other than we're not doing shit. But first, let's get the caller. Caller, area code 682, you are on the line. Call from area code 682.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how you doing?
Hi. I was just wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying as far as what men should do when it comes to foreplay. Because
yes,
foreplay doesn't always start in the bedroom. Foreplay for a woman can start in the morning, you know, with a cup
right
of coffee
on.
Or when she comes home, he's helping her fix dinner. Or he's helping her do the laundry, anything to make our job a little bit easier. But it doesn't always necessarily start in the bedroom. So, you know, the text is great. But, you know, it's the romance that we like, you know, that gets us excited and ready for when y'all are ready. So it's just being able to keep that in mind.
Caller, did you say laundry? Did you say laundry?
That's how much you say to me. If you do laundry in my house and fold some clothes, you can get it. I hate folding clothes.
I ain't no homemaker, so if you help me fold some laundry, I'm going to bed. You can fold it.
Oh, that's
a
relax
now. I get what you're saying.
You get a lot of ish out of me if you fold some laundry, because me
that's
and laundry,
what I'm
saying. Don't, you just don't get out like that.
Yeah, I watch it all day, every day.
Just a little thing.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be
yes,
a major. It's just a little thing.
Give us another example or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Could
you give her? Because you mentioned a couple of the little things, you know, such as laundry, and for me, that's a big thing, which is cool. Yeah, ladies, do the laundry, help us out. But anyway, you can tell that's a thing with me, the laundry. Shit. Anyways, but could you also give some other tips in terms of the little things? So you mentioned, you know, the helping out around the house or helping cook or helping with the laundry, did that word go again, laundry. Besides that, what are some other things that they can do, that men can do in terms of the little things that it turns on to women?
I mean, you know, even with, I'm going to use cooking for an example. You know, if I'm in there cooking and he comes in there and, you know, he asks me, baby, do you need some help? And, you know, he's kissing me on my neck while I'm cooking. You know, that probably dinner won't get done and he probably will get it immediately. Because to me, that's a turn off. You know, because he's in there with me, and you know, it's heated already in the kitchen, and he's, you know, kissing on my neck, which is probably going to be a weak spot for me. You know, he's got to be able to know his woman and know what she likes in order to get her turned on. And that's why I said it doesn't always start in the bedroom. It's the little stuff that leads up to it that can, you know, get a woman excited.
Right. None of that one size fits all. And that works. I've done that. If somebody's cooking, I'll just go, you know, give him a kiss on the lips, or not one of those, you know, grandmama pecks, come here more. But no, slap him down, put the tongue in out, or, you know, kiss him on the neck, and then just walk away, fellas. That's it. And just sit there and
hell.
Know,
your damn CC's staying up cooking. You're stopping them from cooking. Don't be trying to act like you kissed her and she stopped cooking.
No. Yeah, she stopped for just that second.
It can't happen, yeah.
Right.
Well, okay. While we got the caller on the line, let me just this conversation is slowly moving towards past the foreplay to the point where we're going to be talking about are men sexually explorative. So what type of things will get you where you haven't been with your man?
The young lady had said something a little bit earlier as far as communication, and that is very important with couples as far as communicating on things that they like, what they don't like, because people don't really talk about that. I mean, we always say in relationships communication is important, but when it comes to sex, it's almost like they don't want to talk about it. They just expect that it's okay for you to do this, or it's okay that I'm going to do that. Well, someone may not like it this way, or the other person may not want this. So you've got to be able to talk and explore what each other, you know, what each other likes. You know, and don't be afraid to say, well, you know, I like it this way, or I like it that way. I'm not saying a whole lot because I've got my grandson in the room. But you can kind of get the chat. You kind of get the chat of where I'm going.
You think this was you thought this was...
I'm not being too explicit.
Okay.
But, you know, if you like oral done this way, you know, it's okay to be able to talk about it. And couples, you know, they feel it's uncomfortable to talk about sex. You get in the bedroom and they just expect that, you know, I'm going to do oral or I'm going to give it in the ass or whatever the case may be. And that other person may not like that.
Look, I'm trying to talk about the ass. Are we there yet?
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something?
Oh, you're saying oral.
Oral? You're talking about oral. What the hell? What's oral?
No, she said in the ass, too. We can go there. She said it.
I know.
Yeah, now, hold up. Now, wait a minute. Y'all trying to get her to go there. You trying to go grandma's gone wild, and she says she got her grandbabies in the room. So she probably talking to her.
That was my next topic.
Hey, wait. I'm 51 years old. So, see, anyway. But you've got to be able to communicate on the things that you like. And that is so important in relationships and keeping that sex drive, you know, stern.
Right, and I agree. And thank you, caller. We appreciate the call very much. And we're gonna go. We got another caller online. We'll get to them. But I do want to. I wrote that down so we can have that conversation about communicating. Because it's weird how people are afraid to have that conversation. Say, hey, I like this. I like that. I feel comfortable enough, you know, to fuck on you, but not comfortable enough to say, you know, I like this or I like that, because we're worried about, you know, hurting feelings. But if you don't ever say it, then you're not going to get whatever it is that you're looking for. Let's go to caller area code 404. You are on the line. Area code 404.
Yo, what's up, fellas and lady? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, we doing good.
Sound like Marcus.
That's what I'm about to say. Is this the people's
jam?
What's up with y'all, man?
Yeah.
Good. How you doing?
Man, good. I was able to tune in tonight.
I just answered an inbox message in my own Facebook. Where is Marcus? And you show up. It's some old kind of just planting seeds around here, huh?
Yeah, man. They set that up.
Yeah, nah. I promise I didn't set that one up, man. just got out of work and figured I'd check it out, man. I like the new format, so it's good stuff.
Yeah, but hold up. We're gonna put this on pause for the calls real quick. How you been? You know what I'm saying? I ain't rocked with you in a couple years, you know. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm just grinding. It's all about work nowadays, so that's been my focus. But you know, everything's good. Otherwise been laying low. So I've been a little lame, but you know what I'm saying, all's going well, no complaints on this end.
That's how it is. You're getting older, you're settling down. You know, that's what we do. It ain't the same, you know, to be out there.
Ain't no selling down. Money. Hold on now. Ain't no selling down. Insane.
Cool, man. So we appreciate
that.
Right, we know you. Well, oh, man.
Damn.
Oh, my bad. Marcus.
This is good. So let me get to what I called in for. So a couple of things.
A couple of things.
So one of my homies, and I consider him a big brother, when I was in college, and he ended up getting married, and I was talking to him about what makes for a successful sexual chemistry within a marriage in particular. Because I would imagine that it could get a little mundane after a while, you know, you're with the same person over and over. And I know emotions come into play a little bit, but from a man's perspective, you know, once you've done kind of everything you want to do at least once with a woman, you know, it's like, okay, it's just another go-around. But what he told me was, from his perspective, a man should always look to settle down with a woman whose sex drive is higher than his own. And when you do that, then the whole, you know, all the other things as far as getting her turned on to the point where she wants to get down and be intimate, you still have to do it, but maybe not as much, because she typically will want it even more than he wants it. So that was the advice that he gave me. And it's just one of those, you know, it's an extension of people looking for what they desire in the opposite sex. You know, so if a man knows, hey, I want a woman that's down for the cause in the bedroom, then look for that woman and make that one the qualities that is something that's a focal point, you know, when you're deciding who you want to settle down with. And then you don't have to worry as much about the, okay, how do I turn her on? Is she going to be turned on today or not or whatever? Because chances are, then, hell, you look at her the right way and she ready. You know, so that's one of the things that he told me that I thought was, you know, it made sense. It's really common sense. But to hear somebody articulate that, especially somebody that had been married, and at this point had been married for a couple of years, you know, it really resonated with me.
And that's actually a great point. And there's something that Tanise mentioned, you know, offline, that we're going to actually talk about tonight, extend the topic a little bit from the standpoint of, they say, you know, men that they've inboxed her and said, hey, you know what, I got the housewife in the sense, you know, the born wife or whatever, but now if I've been married, how do I turn her into the hoe? I knew she wasn't one, but now I want her to get to doing all those freaky things in that regard. And what you're saying makes, you know, perfect sense. She got to be like that from jump. So, you know, get someone that's a level higher than you in that regard. Yeah, that works. You got to do the Hugh Hefner style. You know what I'm saying? You have to always keep someone that keeps more of a sex drive than you do. Well, man, thanks for the call, Marcus. You know, we appreciate it. And, Tanise, you need to be more respectful. That's why you got a job.
I had one more piece.
I'll best it, Tanise. Go ahead, Marcus.
Right.
I have one more piece. So this is about the sexually explorative piece. And so what I found in talking to women is that, and me just knowing dudes, is that there are some dudes that are very sexually explorative. Typically, these are dudes that watch a lot of porn. So they get ideas. Hey, I want to go and flip upside down and try to aim for a forehead or something like that. You know, so you get those types of dudes. But then guys that may be a little more conservative, they actually can be intimidated by a woman who is more of the initiator when it comes to sexual exploration. So if she's the one coming and saying, hey, baby, I want to try this, I want to try this, I want to try this, then it can take a man aback a little bit, because the way that, and y'all know this, the way that we're wired at times, there are a lot of guys that think, well, what makes her want to try this? You know, or why does she want to do that? You know, so they're worrying too much about the why and not the what. And so, you know, I think there are times where it seems like the man may not be as explorative when actually he's just taken aback by how, you know, sexually explorative the woman is. So it really depends on the dude, but I have heard of that situation occurring more often than not. The other thing, too, is that for the fellas that want to be intimate with multiple women at a time, I will tell you this right now, and this is from unofficial surveys I've done talking to women, don't wait till you get into a relationship to try to do that. Most women that I've talked to said that they would consider the thought of being with another woman with their man, but or with a man, but it would not be within the confines of a relationship. So if you want to do a threesome, then you need to find your chick before you settle down with her and throw that out there. So that's my little advice.
Yeah, so what he's saying is before you make it official, hey, girl, yeah, we need to go in and try this with your homegirl before, you know, it's just me and you. Cool. That actually makes sense because I've heard it, and I've actually been with people who've had threesomes. So I'm like, man, you've already did it. You know, what's up? Can I get it? No, Will, no. I'm not trying to have nobody, you know, mess with, you know what I'm saying, my Jake or we're together, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, well, damn, you know, the raggedy dude, you know what I'm saying? He didn't mean nothing. He got in on that, and I can't get in on that.
Yeah,
no,
you
no, well.
Get threesomes popped off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, and I get to know. But, you know, it is what it is.
You probably should have sent that text message at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Man, Denise, you think I don't be saying them when it comes to a threesome? Man,
oh,
I'll be like,
yo. All you do is send text messages, so I know you be sending them. What them dick pics looking like? That might determine it. I'm saying now.
But that's the problem though, man. Obviously the dick pic. No, I'm not sharing. No, I'm not sharing. I know. Man, it's just one of those things. You know, thanks, Marcus. I appreciate it. You know, we're gonna get into the next part. Denise has been dying, you know, to talk about this.
I haven't been dying.
You've been dying to talk about the ass. So, you know, I guess we can stomach this for a few minutes. So, and you mentioned it, you know what I'm saying? Why are more dudes not cool with the ass play? Is that something women really want dudes to be down with?
I don't know what women want. I know I need something. But, I mean, you know, men, at least black men, I don't know about other races or whatever, seem to be stuck on the ass. I don't know if it's just ass and jeans or what, but I just can't, I don't understand where the disconnect is. So you looking for a fat ass. I don't got no fat ass. But so maybe, you know, I just need to be filled in on this. So, you know, you want to see a shapely ass, a fat one, whatever, and jeans, but when the ass is in your face, in the bed, you dodging it, you don't know where to go, you don't want your nose there, you don't want your tongue there, you don't want your dick there. I'm trying to figure out why your finger at least can't slide around it. I mean, there's nerve endings there. I need it, so I know that there's other women out here that might not know that they need it, but once you try to, like, accidentally slide around it, they might get hit and be like, oh, you can hang out here for a little while. But I'm just trying to figure out why men who love ass ain't in the ass. Somebody try to help me understand because I'm lost.
Sure. Okay, so now
yeah.
That's completely different. Because I'm thinking you were talking about playing with a dude's ass. You're talking about why we don't play with the woman's ass.
I
okay.
know y'all how y'all feel about that. I'm trying to figure out why you don't want to be in the woman's ass.
Okay. Well, the fascination with the ass and jeans, you know, when you're giving it, you know, back shots, you know what I'm saying? When they have more ass, it feels better. It just the push on ass.
Yeah, okay.
So that's where the fascination comes, you know, she got a big ass. That's where the fascination comes with that in that regard. I don't know if the stigma is if you play, you know, with the woman's ass, she may be thinking, you know what, oh, you know, he's, you know, on a down low, or, you know, or something like that. I mean, I have no idea, you know. Me personally, I've never put my finger in a woman's ass. Yeah, that's just not something that I've never even considered. And I don't think anybody's ever asked, hey, woman, hey, Will, stick a finger in my ass.
But it's not something that women are going to ask. People don't ask. I'm just trying to figure out why you won't go there.
Well, and I think, hold on, I think just like the caller said, that now if you're going to go there, that probably does need to be communicated. You might want to be, at some point, you know, some of the type of mofos that we are, right? I don't know about we, but that's some of the type of dude that's out there. You might want to sneak attack it, but you don't,
Hold up. Rick is telling on himself. So all you got here, this is how you get Rick Harris. You got to sneak attack him.
But you might want to
know what he meant by we.
Listen, you might want to sneak attack the honey, but if she ain't feeling it, it could be over. All the freaky stuff could end right there if she's not with it. So I'm thinking, just like the caller said, you might want to have that conversation with the honey before you start plugging or sticking your tongue or nose.
I'm not talking about full anal. I mean, yeah, that.
I didn't. No, I was saying even if it's the finger, even if it's the finger, or you gonna lick her ass. That I think that might need to be communicated. Cause then you know.
How do you communicate that? Hey, I want to lick your ass tonight. How do you?
No. You and just like you're having a conversation with her, honey, you like how do you feel about your ass being explored, and if you like it, what ways, if you don't.
There's no way I'm listening to that conversation.
How do you expect to get what you want if you do want it? How do you expect to get it?
I get what I want, but I'm saying I'm not going to listen to that conversation. I mean, we can explore it in the bedroom. Like, if I do it and if somebody's doing something to me in the bedroom, it's nothing but a gentle ass movement of the hand to signify I don't want that. But me, I'm not going to sit down with a pen and paper and go over the things that I don't want to do. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all got to get a little bit smoother with the technique. I'm not saying sit down and go over it beforehand. I'm not going to sleep with you if you running down a list of shit that I might want when we have sex. Just do it, and if I don't like it, you're going to know why we fucking. I don't like it. I'm going to move your
shit.
Well,
it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late when the plunger, 8 inches up in your ass. By that time, you're gonna be wanting to call the law. But now,
well,
you
there's
like,
the
doctor,
problem because y'all think you got 8 inches and half of you don't. So
I said the plunger. I said the plunger. I might not even be a man.
You said 8 inches.
I know. I said the plunger stick from the bathroom.
Whatever.
I mean, he's going at the New York Rikers Island style. But hold up, though.
Right.
You know, shout out to Earl in the chat room. He said it's standard procedure to put the thumb in the ass while you're hitting it from the back.
Who said that?
Yeah, this is Earl in the chat room. He said the standard procedure. Oh, we're going
to
need you to call in. I was about to say,
Earl.
Give us a call, 914. Give us a call, 914-205-5443, and then press 1, Earl. But more importantly, so we know it's a turn-on to you, Tanice, but in your experience with me, he said it's standard procedure. Would you say it happens more often than not, you know, when you're getting those back shots, the dude's going to come and put the thumb in the ass?
No, so here's the thing. There is just a sensitivity around the asshole. It is not about, like, straight-up plugging and plunging and all this vulgar-sounding shit. All you got to do is, like, touch around it. That's men act like they don't even know this shit exists. That's all I'm saying. Just get your finger somewhere in the area. Get your tongue somewhere in the area. I'm not saying we got to go full anal. I'm not an anal chick. Everybody ain't an anal person. So, you know, if you're getting ready to start, like, having full-on sex in the ass, yes, you probably should have a discussion with that because that's a whole nother
ball. Why? Why?
Because
no.
Sex.
You don't want to talk about the do's and don'ts. Let's just go ahead and.
No. Because quite honestly, there's a safety. No, seriously, there's a safety issue with anal sex because, when first of all, you know, people have different, like, tightness. And then secondly, you shouldn't be going from the anus to the vagina. So there's a conversation that needs to be had when you are going full-on anal sex. If it's just your tongue in a foreplay situation, like are we doing 69 or something like that, then that type of stuff doesn't need to be discussed. All I got to do is wiggle my little ass a different way, and you won't be there. But if you're going to have a full-on sexual, you know, whatever, in the ass, that does need to be discussed just because of safety and, you know, like STD transmission, or do you use a condom back there? That's why that type of stuff needs to be discussed a little bit more thoroughly than a gentle finger grazing. That's why.
But you don't need to discuss stuffing your tongue in the honey's ass, but anything else you need to have a discussion about.
Okay, so you keep on throwing all these extremes, like stuffing your tongue. Just say that ain't your shit. Because then I didn't say stuffing. You're taking
just
it all the way where I said that was going.
No, I'm trying to ask the question of what the conversation needs to be. Because you start out saying, if I got to talk to it, if a dude, we have to have a conversation with a dude about what I do and don't like, then I'm not going to be giving him no candy. So I'm saying, you're asking us to know what that line is. So I know, but I'm saying that's you individually. So I'm just saying, if you're gonna communicate, go ahead and communicate it. So why is it dead for a dude to say, let's talk about, if I say, like my example was, are you explorative with your ass? If so, what? And if so, and what not? You said you don't want to have that conversation because it's kind of lame. You don't want to have to deal with a dude like that. But you don't want to do shoving this man in your ass because you're not in the anal. So which one is it?
I've already answered you. All I'm saying is that because of, if it's just like, see, you using the wrong damn descriptive words to begin with, like shoving, plugging, anything that's going to get older needs to be discussed. I'm not suggesting that. If you're not having some smooth-ass sex, then, yeah, you might need to have some damn discussions. Like, I'm going to shove my damn dick in your ass. Like, I need to know that. But if you're just going to braze by it and do a nice little tongue flicker, I don't need a fucking heads up. I just need your tongue to hit there. And if I don't like it, you're going to know by the time we're done, I don't like it. But if you're getting ready to go full-on anal, we doing butt plugs, yes, there needs to be a conversation. There are levels to this shit. Is there a caller?
Yeah, there's a couple of calls, but before we actually get to them, there's a couple of things I want to speak in that regard. That was it. First of all, I'll talk about personal experience, and when Tanis said in terms of mentioning it, and you just had to be smooth with it. There's a couple of things. I didn't have my ass licked. It was great. You know what I'm saying? And then, hey, it was somebody I was with, and I licked her ass. And then it wasn't. Matter of fact, oh damn, she doesn't fuck. She texting right now, like, well, that needs to happen again. Stop. But, yeah.
Yo, when you come anyway, to town, anything you drink out of, you got to take with you.
Yo. But anyways, so, yeah. But it wasn't even a conversation, and it wasn't something, you know, planned. It was, you know, laying on stomach, you know, lab plan, whatever, yada, yada, and this shit happened. And the next thing you know.
Right.
I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. This is my woman. We had been together for a minute. And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? It was ever. Now, I'm not going to say that, hey, all of a sudden, you know, it became my favorite thing in the world. No, but, you know, it was whatever. You know, did it that. It wasn't a conversation. It wasn't the end of the world. But when nobody's sticking no fingers and thumbs in her ass, she wasn't sticking in mine, anything like that. But, you know, that's what it
is. Just went with it. You didn't sit down and have like a conversation over a cup of coffee about asking it. You just went with it.
Right.
Great.
Right. So now I'm getting the message. It's just somebody you was with. I mean, you want your name? I mean, put it out there. You know, I'll be putting no names out there anyways. But yeah. Anyways, get me trouble, Miss Cynthia Holloway. You know, you don't put yourself out there like that. Quit blowing up my phone. Anyways.
What? Wait a minute. What?
Anyway.
Is that somebody calling?
The little homie?
Rick, you know the little homie's a freak. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You know. Yeah. She's out there. But quit blowing up my phone. Anyways.
Our little homie. Little homie be holding us down.
Yeah, she do. No doubt. Anyway, so. We got another call on it. But that, with that being said, the whole point of that is, for a sidetrack with those messages, the whole point of that is it can be done without a conversation. Because, you know, if you having a conversation specifically about that is a turn off. That is a turn off about those type of things. But it's and sometimes having a conversation about it, you can say, you know, when there's a logical thought, no, I don't like it. I don't want to have it. However, if I'm getting caught up in the moment, shit happens in the moment. We do stuff in the moment that we wouldn't necessarily do otherwise. And sometimes you don't know that you don't like something until it's actually done to you. So then once it's done, you may feel differently about it. With that being said, though, let's get this caller here on the line and be on the hold for a minute. Caller, area code 615. You are on the line, area code 615.
What's up, group? This is Trent.
Trent. Oh, what's up, what's Trent? Up? You know what I'm saying? Mr. Standard Procedure Thumb in the Ass. What's good?
All day, every day, man. I mean, it's there. It's right there in front of you. That's just a natural thing. You know, you reach out and, you know, just massage it a little bit and boom, you know.
What is your name?
Trent.
Spell that.
My name is Earl. T-R-E-N-T.
Earl?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Earl, you need to help your friends out. And like
I thought everybody did that.
No, they don't, and they need to, but they don't. They be scared as shit, dodging it.
Wow.
Yo, so what's the response? Okay, I never do it. So what is the response you get when you do it?
Man, I love it.
Right.
They love it.
Hello.
They love it. Yeah. They do it with your finger, man. Pop that thumb in your mouth, man, and then just boom.
Hold on. Let me just say this. Let me just say. Let me just say this. I've been knowing Earl for years, and Earl and I went to college together, and I'm just going to put it out there that what he's talking about is probably, I mean, what his experience has been in college has probably led him to work out his thesis. Because the caliber of honey that he dealt with in college is probably what's leading him now.
Oh, man.
But real talk. And you say they love it, and I'm sure they do. But you have to have run into a honey who was like, "Nah, I'm not with that."
Nah, I mean, if you trying to go like she said, you trying to just like stick your meat in the ass or something, they're like, "Wait a minute, I don't do that."
See?
I ain't met a honey yet who hadn't, who like ran from the thumb. They're like, you know, you rub around the thumb, everybody can handle the thumb. You know what I'm saying? All the honeys can handle the thumb. They just, when you pull out your meat, they're like, wait a minute, hold up now. Let's talk about this.
See, Earl,
so Earl, how did you transition from the thumb in the ass to as you say, the meat? How did you
You know, you back there, you know, you hitting from the back, whatever, you know, you thumbing and, you know, the thumb, you know, you get some good thumb action or whatever, then it's like, damn, you know, I want to hit that ass, what's up, you know, and it's usually going to get a yes or no.
That damn Trent.
Yeah, I'm about to give you the business, but, you know, what's up? No, it ain't gonna hurt. I'm just gonna put a little bit in it. You know how that goes from there.
Yo,
oh man.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Well, you know, it was shocking to me. Like she said earlier, it's shocking to me that so many women like it in their ass. I mean, like full blown anal sex. And another thing that's shocking to me is a lot of dudes that won't give it to them. And I'm like, really?
Yep.
I'm talking about, I know some fine honey that said, mad as hell that their dudes won't give it to them in the ass. And I'm like, really?
Y'all better play around.
I'm for real.
Wow.
I'm for real. Uh-huh. And that was, and that's shocking to me. I don't know what y'all stands on, you know, anal sex, but to me, when two of those go to bed, woman, that's your woman, then whatever she want, you know, she will get for the most part. She want anal sex, she'll get anal sex. She want me to lick the booty, she's going to lick the booty. Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Earl, say he ain't pleased. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I don't like a lot of no's either. I mean, I know, you know, you got some limits, but if I'm in a bedroom, if I want something, then that's what I want. And I want to hear,
Wait, stop. I'm sorry, Earl. You said you don't like a lot of no. Did you say a lot of noise or a lot of no.
No, 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 no.
Women that tell him no.
Yeah, if you my lady in the bedroom, then whatever I want, then I expect you to oblige within limits.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I was about to say, that means you want a little bit of nose in your ass. I was about to say, whoa, okay.
Man, that's like, you're talking about a dude's ass. It's like the most uncomfortable conversation ever, man.
Like, whoa. That's why I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
No, I'm talking about her ass. All this is female ass we're talking about here. We're talking about male ass.
If you notice something, Almondie has been the one who's been concentrating on the man most of this show.
Really though?
Man, y'all have been, man. I couldn't get nothing done today, man. When you posted that call in the car.
Well, hold on. Okay. So now let's get to the how-to. So we talked about the how-to. So Denise, and we understand what Earl just said. You know, he just let them know, hey, I thumb you, and then, hey, I want to hit that ass. So let's say a woman wants to get her man into that. How do you go about doing it? How does he begin that transition?
You put your ass in his face. That's how you do it. There's no conversation. You just put that shit out there.
It ain't not more sexy than a chick to come around like, baby, stick it in my ass. See, like real sick, baby, stick it in my ass. I mean,
it's a few things more sexy, but that might be sexy to you, but it's damn sexy.
Yeah, you sit there hitting the lower is good. And she's like, oh baby, stick it in my ass. What? Okay.
Word.
Yeah.
So from the thought process, you saying, look, if we gonna get it in anyway, it's like, okay, well, the thought process is we stick in the ass and don't get it at all, so we just gonna do it. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. Okay. So.
I need to find Earl on social media.
Hey
I'm looking up right now. We want some royalties
because your inbox is about to blow up.
Yeah, man. So,
what?
Yeah, basically,
I'm
about to slide
in Earl's inbox. What is it?
Uh-oh, man.
I'm going, Earl.
I want to hear the fella. What's y'all opinion on that? I mean, is everybody in the room with an ass or what?
Is everybody in the room what?
Hitting ass. I mean, hitting females in ass. I mean, is that like off limits or what?
No, I've never done that.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Wow. I plead the dimensions.
You what?
Whoa. We're trying to plead the fifth like Dave Chappelle.
This is the open forum, man. What do you mean you plead the fifth? Open forum.
Be no
fifth. I don't know y'all like that.
Oh, man.
Earl, that's a no. That's,
for all the time.
These are strong no's, Earl.
Wow.
Trent, all I can say to you is we went to the same college. We went to the same college.
Yeah, what y'all believe that shit? He said 4 years a day with the poppers. He'd have been in somebody's bed.
So we talked about the transition. Basically, you know, so ladies, Denise said, just put the ass in his face and kind of figure that out. Even if, you know, you on the back, you know what I'm saying, you know, and he looking the cat, just lift up. I guess put the ass in his face.
Just lift up.
And he just won't do it. I mean, you know, sort of just lift up. So beyond that, we talked about that. So what else from the standpoint of they're not, you know, men are not as explorative? What else is there out there that they're missing on? So apparently, you know, it's a lot of women that need their ass played. What else?
That was my main thing. I don't know anything else that men aren't necessarily doing. Maybe I've been fortunate. I don't have I haven't slept with too many people who are just have a strong list of no's that they have. But I don't know. Y'all evidently know because you ain't even in the ass. So what else you ain't doing? How about that?
Whoa.
Along that same line, Marcus, along that same lines, and this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, and Tanisha is against, she's saying if you have to talk about it, it's probably not, you know, if, and Will, you even mentioned if you got to talk about it, it may be a turnoff, but something Marcus just mentioned in the chat room, women like to be choked. So let's just say, I think there's, and when the caller called, they talked about that communication that leads to that next level. So I think while Tanisha says, no, I don't want to talk about it, I'm thinking there are women who want to have that conversation prior to going, and not just
but
to
ask.
But
that's not exactly what I said.
But I'm just saying not just to ask when you're talking about choking a honey, or are you talking about, even if you're just talking about role play, how do you role play some ish with a honey without that communication? So some of the stuff that leads to explorative, you have to communicate.
Well,
I didn't say that I don't want a conversation on everything.
But what I think,
and my question is always, how do we know what you want to have the conversation about, what you don't? So that's just not going to naturally, you're not going to naturally know. Yeah, we're going to naturally do some things that in the heat of the moment happens, but we don't know what that fine line is with every woman of what to communicate, what not to communicate, how to let something happen by trial and error.
Right. And I think where you find the happy medium is, I think what Shanice was talking about earlier is she doesn't want to have a conversation in terms of an interview Q&A format. Do you like this? Do you like that? Can I stick my dick in your ass? Can I stick my thumb? Can I stick my thumb? You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But you can have it to where, let's say, you know, Marcus said, he mentioned choking. I've said it to somebody, whether, you know, we see it, you know, on TV or something like that. I was like, yeah, you know. I said, I'll choke your ass. You know what I'm saying? I'll put this shit in the back and I'll choke you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I said that. You choke you. So, and then you can tell from that point, that'll open up the dialogue. But then the dialogue, it becomes fun at that standpoint. Nah, Will, you know what I'm saying? You ain't choking me. You might go too far. Well, because you said I might go too far, that let me know, well, you're okay with it. There's a limit. So now at that particular point,
waiver.
What's the safe word?
Waiver. I like it. Waiver. You better get some waivers.
Yeah. But, or a video camera. I got it all on tape, girl. All on tape.
Yep.
But anyway, from
that
standpoint, no doubt. But hold up, let's mention this. Women, you know, you're down with the videotape, but please quit saying, you know, delete that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing you say, well, you can't, you know, you got to delete it. Well, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold on to that. Or you can't be putting it, you know what I'm saying, out there. I'm not trying to put it out there. I'm not trying to, you know, Kim K you. Well, unless we're going to get paid, then, yeah, we're going to Kim K you. But other than that, no, it's all jokes aside. You can have the conversation without saying, you know, let's sit down and let's talk about what's okay and what's not okay. You can do it in a fun way and get that dialogue out there in that regard. So, yes, was there anything else that was missed?
You know, I had a third topic, but I've taken too much of the time. I mean, we're an hour in, so I'm good. I'm satisfied with my ass talk. I'm good. No,
cool.
We didn't miss anything.
So to sum up everything in terms of men being explorative, the first aspect of it, take the time and effort to have that foreplay all day, to get her going, to get her thinking about you, to get her wet, to get her going, realizing, you know, women are not like us men in that regard to where it's just a on-off switch. Think of it as kind of like a dimmer switch in that regard. You know, you just got to slowly work your way up.
Don't dim it. Don't dim it. No.
But, you know, dimmers work both ways. That's what I mean. Dimmers work both ways. So you can just slowly, slowly get it up until it's on full blast. As opposed to, I didn't hit the switch. I didn't kiss on your forehead a couple of times. Let's get it in. The other thing with the caller mentioned, be okay to communicate. You know, say, you know, what you want, and also be okay with saying, what you don't want, but don't necessarily have that in that interview Q&A format. Because I guess apparently, you know, there's a lot of women out there who's lacking because we ain't playing in the ass. You know, I don't know. Don't all of a sudden nobody be hitting me up and saying, like, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get you to play in the ass. No, you know, I'm still going to be who I am. You know, 38 years old, I think I'm cool where I'm at now. But for the rest of you guys, hey, Earl likes to play in the ass. Rick Harris trying to front, but apparently he started that in college. And you already know Tanisha is down with that. Matter of fact, it sounds like that's mandatory with her. Yes, that's
all mandatory.
I mean, is it?
Is it? No, it's not mandatory. I don't have a list of things that must be done every time I have sex. Absolutely
well,
not.
I'm talking about the list. I'm just talking about the ass, because you know you had to get that in. Once you got that in, you said you felt good. But anyways, we can segue in this into the next topic on why couples get stagnant in relationships. And it's something that I wanted to discuss, and this was having a conversation with a married friend of mine who hasn't been married that long, and him and his wife were going through some issues, and he was talking about, you know, the differences between when they were dating and now that they're married. And the first thing that comes to mind is, we, in relationships where couples get stagnant, we think tenure replaces effort. And what I mean by that is we think because of I've been with you 6 months, a year, or 2 years, or whatever, then that should be good enough. I've already put in this time, so I don't need to do anything else, or I don't need to do anything different. And this is to where you get to where, you know, couples get stagnant, or you hear the phrase a lot, you didn't do the things that you used to do for me. And what they're saying is you're not putting in that same effort. So why do you think, other than people get lazy, do you think people stop putting that effort once they've been in a relationship for a while?
I don't think they're stopping putting in that effort. I just think that's not who they were to begin with. They just settled back into who the hell they were after the charade is up.
So you think they just fronted in the beginning, and then I got to then now they're not entering.
But you're talking about what type of stuff are you talking about? Is this a sexual thing, or is this like a romance thing, or is this like a affirmation type of thing? I mean, what was your friend's real gripe?
Sure. And I'll say it's actually a combination. So you do the affirmation in terms of a woman, and we mentioned it earlier in the show. You affirm them, and you give them the romance. That's going to lead to sex itself. With men, it's pretty simple. She ain't fucking on me like she used to. But women, you're not putting in the time to do the things, you know, to prepare me, and well, not prepare me, to make me want to have sex with you. So we used to do to where, you know, you would take the time and sit, you know, on the couch with me 15, 20 minutes to have a conversation. Or I know you don't like shopping, but you still took the time to, you know, go with me, you know, to go shopping. All the little stuff that you did in the beginning because you had a specific goal. And then once you met that goal, you don't realize that now we're at another level. You need to, at the minimum, continue to do the same things, but more importantly, do more. I look at it as kind of like a job. You don't get it promoted at a job, then all of a sudden think, okay, well, I don't need to do anything different. I can just still do the same things that I did before I got promoted. No, you went to that next level, and the same thing in the relationship. The relationship has been taken to that next level, so what are you going to do different to keep it at that level, or at the very, you know, minimum, not make them feel that they're not as valued as they were in the beginning.
Right, but it sounds like those people are doing it to get hired, so to speak, not doing it because they like to do it, and that's going to show every single time. Like, I don't like to go to the mall with you. Once I get, you know, to another level in our relationship, I'm going to settle out of that because I don't authentically like to do that. I'm just doing it because I'm just trying to impress you and get put on.
But,
and Will, you talked a little. I'm just going to use your job reference. So, if you just think about, and I say this often, you think about as a laborer. Let's just say as a laborer, you get paid for working. You get paid for what you do. You move past that,
you get promoted to supervisor. Now you get paid for managing people. So I think a lot of times, like, and as you're progressing in the job, and I'm to the point where now I always say I don't get paid for what I do, I get paid for what I know. So in the relationship, you've been in a relationship for a while, what you did, everybody always says do what you did to get her, to keep her, or him, whatever, vice versa. But that to me, that has to change. So if I'm entertaining you in a way that I'm trying to get to know you, then I, you know, there might be things that I do consistently that appeal to or kind of gets me to the point where I'm trying to get to the next level, the things that I need to do to get to the next level. When I get to the next level, the things that I want to do to get to a level further than that are going to be different than the things I did prior to. So maybe I need to do some of the same things consistently, but if instead of just doing going to the mall with you and watching you shop for shoes, now I'm buying you a book to sit down and read a book and then talk about what we can pull out of the book that's of mutual benefit to us. Maybe it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the expectations to get to levels past just superficial is where some of the change comes. And that might be complacent,
right,
or it might look to other people like, you know, it's a stagnant relationship, but the growth of who you are kind of changes within the relationship. So for me to do what I've done when I met you 2 years ago, I shouldn't be that same dude. Who I am authentically should be the same, but as far as my behavior, my actions, my growth, some of that needs to grow towards something bigger than just going to the mall to watch you shop for shoes.
And all that is fine and well, but maybe his wife or whoever is saying, you know, let's keep the growth, but let's not be boring with it either. I mean, we can go shop for shoes on Saturday and you can drop a book off on Monday. Like, there has to be some type of balance.
I agree. It has to be some type of compromise. But if she's expecting that every little thing I did to get her, I'm gonna do to keep her, I think that's the expectation is too much.
And that's boring too, because you're still just doing the same damn thing, aren't you?
Right. That's what it sounds like—the stagnant thing.
And I think people say you need to do the same thing that you did in the beginning, because they don't necessarily say, you know, because we're at a new level, I need you to do more. I think people are afraid to say that. So it's much easier to say, well, all I want you to do is what you already did. So you can't say, you know, I'm selfish or you're asking too much, instead of saying, you know what, now that we're at a new level, well, I need you to step it up and do more than what you've done. Because I could see the conversation, well, you know, I need you to do more. Well, what else do you need me to do? I you know, I married you. You know, we're in the same house. I'm taking care of the family. What else more do you want from me? And then that conversation goes to you're being selfish and unreasonable. So I think people need to learn how to communicate that from the standpoint of we're growing in this relationship, and with that growth, there's more things required. So you just say, you know, as a kid, you know, when kids grow, whatever, we all know we got young kids, you know, growing kids, time to buy new clothes, time to buy new shoes. You know, with that growth, it requires you to do more than what you did previously, and just for whatever reason, people are afraid to have those conversations. We're quick to say, I'm not getting what I want, to complain and be emotional, but slow to actually take the time to have those conversations and listen to each other and do what we need to do to grow and evolve. And I think that's where people are messing up. The other thing is, when you get to, and we talked about this in our last show, in terms of, I think Rick said this, in terms of your level of investment changes. Well, when that level of investment changes and you feel differently, too many times I think people let their feelings get in the way of enjoying each other. So from the standpoint of, she said something that hurt my feelings, so now let me be butthurt instead of getting over it, and let's go out, let's go do the date night. Or forget the fact that even though I'm, you know, feeling, you know, a certain way right now, let me let that go and still be like, let me affirm you, let me give you the romance, let me do whatever. We let the feelings get in the way of doing what we know we should be doing anyway, or what we think you know, we want to do in that regard because we are feelings hurt. Because our feelings hurt, you know, we want to suck and not get over it. So that's something, and since I think people need to not let their feelings interfere with still letting that relationship grow and develop in terms of when you have hurt feelings. And I'm not talking about, hey, you know what, she cheated or he cheated, nothing major in that regard. People get their feelings hurt because, you know, little things. You know, I put on new shoes and he didn't say nothing about my new shoes, or I got my hair done and he didn't notice my hair right away, things of that nature. You know, let that go. Let that go. That's getting in the way of your relationship and of your relationship growth. So what do you guys think in terms of how does someone know, because there's a difference between, you know what, we've been stuck in this rut and we can work through it, or, you know what, we've been stuck in this rut, it's not going to go anywhere, and it's time for us to move on and go our separate ways.
Well, I think it's easily, not easily identifiable, but when you start getting pushback from what you consider growth in relationship, or you consider pulling yourself out of something that is not beneficial, or you don't see that's mutually beneficial, if you're not getting any agreement in that the direction of the relationship is going in a positive way, I think you need to start evaluating whether it's the relationship or it's the person you're in the relationship with. Because if you are willing to do something different and you don't have the support of your partner, at that point, you have to recognize that it's not just it's not something that you probably going to be able to mitigate yourself.
Mm-hmm. And your thoughts, Denise?
I mean, I think you kind of just know. I don't think it takes a whole bunch of like whatever to figure out whether it's just a relationship or that person. You know, if nothing is changing, look, I'm an advocate for divorce. Just go get a goddamn divorce. That's all I know.
Okay, so we've mentioned that we don't condone what Rick Harris says, and now I'm going to give a disclaimer. Don't necessarily condone what Denise says. By all means,
I said I'm an advocate. I don't think you should waste a whole bunch of time trying to repair a relationship that doesn't need to be repaired. A lot of people are getting married to people that they don't have any business getting married to. They haven't really dug into the depths of who that person is. Hell, they don't even know who they are. And now they're in a marriage trying to fix something they shouldn't even be in. Free yourself, free your partner, go find yourself so your partner can go find him or herself and go do what the hell you need to do. That's why I'm saying I'm an advocate for divorce, because I believe that a lot of people don't even know how to get married right.
Okay, so basically she's saying if you need to get divorced, get one, but not, hey, you know,
right,
we bored,
right,
so let's
right.
go get a divorce. I'm about to say.
Not because you're bored. I mean, some people really do need to get one, and not because, not out of anger, not because they need to be fighting, because they just married the wrong person. That's it.
Right. As Continue said during her interview, she said, I know I've been married, I've been divorced, so I know how to get a husband, I know how to keep a husband. I mean, I know how to get a husband, I know how to divorce a husband, I know how to get rid of one. So that's just saying, you know, if you need to do that, then that's what you need to do in that regard. But by all means, make sure from the standpoint you've done everything that you've needed to do. I've had conversations with married couples and, you know, end up talking about getting divorced. I said, have you feel that you've done everything that you need to do? And if you say yes, and if it's not going anywhere, then at that point it's time to go. The last thing you want to say is, you know, I'm leaving this relationship, but I didn't give it my all. And that's
right.
You did your partner a disservice in that regard. So I agree with
I'm
that.
A little... I'm a little thrown off because B just woke up. This dude just woke up. Went to the bathroom and was about to get ready, get dressed for school. He's talking about, Daddy, what time is it? I'm like, man, I ain't even been asleep yet.
So the question I have, you know, who is he feeling at school that he's trying to get to?
I hope he can go back to sleep, because he never wakes up.
Oh yeah, he's feeling somebody. He's like, yeah, I need to get to them, you know, as soon as possible.
Don't be putting that mess on my son.
What's wrong with that?
I ain't got time for that right now.
Right, moving along.
Marcus made a good point, just that, you know, couples get stagnant because they do too much too early. And, you know, we've talked about that, and actually we talked about that offline, about doing too much. And I think once you start, that honeymoon phase is a mofo. It really is.
I
think that leads to a lot of, it makes sense to me that it leads to a lot of stagnation, because that it's the impress the person, the other person phase, where you're putting it out there, and there's, you know, that's where the expectations come from. And then if you're not with the person, and Marcus talked about evolving, exploring, and growth, those are the things to me that take relationships to the next level. All that other stuff is great for the romance, it's for the sex, but if you're gonna have a foundation, or you're gonna have something that's gonna sustain you, it's not gonna be that stuff. Not to me. That's gonna sustain a healthy relationship is not caught up in, now I need you at the mall with me. There's something to me, those things are important, but there's some underlying issues that's probably have to be addressed more so than it is. Probably you're not spending as much time with your partner, so that was a way that you showed previously that you enjoy spending time with them. So you might have to do some of those things.
I just wanted to know what some examples of doing too much are, because I see a lot of women getting very excited. They didn't change their damn Facebook page all around. They got the boyfriends all in the thing. They took them here. They took them there. What is doing too much?
Well, and for me, doing too much, and not really doing too much, but this is what I say. So let's just say you're getting to know a honey, and for lack of a better word, your routine is let's spend time going to dinner, movies, concerts, whatever. That's your typical entertainment for months or whatever. For maybe, let's just say, 6 months. That, to me, you escalate that, or doing too much is now I'm flying you to Cabo, I'm flying you to Vegas, I'm flying you to this. Okay, as a matter of fact, we was in a group. This honey said, she said that she went out with a dude. She went out with a dude who wasn't impressed by after they sat down. While she was out with the dude, another dude called her, invite her to Nigeria, and she can bring her one of her friends. And I'm like, both of them dudes are effing up the game. One is doing too little,
right.
The other one is doing too much.
And I can see the point with doing too much, and just thinking about it real quick, I think doing too much is when you're doing stuff that you don't have any intention of doing ever again. And sure, you can do things that you're not normally, you know, comfortable from the standpoint, you know, we said it a couple of times, of going shopping and stuff like that. But if you know, to use the example Rick said, okay, you know, so I'm spending all this money simply because of, I'm taking a honey to Nigeria simply because, guess what, I'm an income tax baller. So I got my income tax. I got this extra door, I got this hookup, and let me, you know, do this for you. And the but I'm also setting it as, this is the expectation that I have it like that. Okay, then you're doing too much. If you're saying, you know, hey, you know, I'm doing this, you know, one-shot thing, and that's completely different from the standpoint of, let me set the expectation of, it's always going to be like that. That's what I think is doing too much. Because you know damn well you're not going to do anything like that again.
Okay.
What do you see as doing too much?
I don't know, because I always get to doing too little, so I don't know what the hell doing too much is. I don't do too
much. even if you've seen too much, even if it hasn't yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I typically see is I see relationships progress fast as hell. Like, you know, they've been texting, and then they're just in a relationship. Like, they ain't even made a phone call. They on that will stuff. They don't even talk on the phone. So they done went all the way to a relationship after talking for all of, like, 3 to 4 weeks. They're like, I'm available. I like you. You like me. That's all I need. So I've seen women change over their complete Facebook profile. Now they got a boyfriend. They didn't have a boyfriend the other day. Now they got a boyfriend. They've changed over things. They're inviting him to. I have cousins and family members that rotate people out like nobody's business. That's what I think is doing too much too soon. Now the isolated stuff that Will was talking about. Yes, we all know what tricking is, and we all know that you probably are going to Nigeria in April because you just got your income taxes back. Like, I know that as an isolated thing, but I just wanted to know what you guys feel is doing too much as a whole relationship, not just, onesie-twosie things that you're doing.
I think we've been talking about what's too much early on that leads to stagnation. That's what I was talking about. What's too much early on that leads to stagnation, and not that that's the only way that you get into a stagnant situation, but I can see how once that subsides a little bit, you can start thinking that you're in a lull in your relationship because it's not as it's not as prevalent. You're not doing as much. You're not doing what you started off doing to impress the other person.
Okay, so right. You're basically saying that you're doing all the fun stuff up front instead of spacing it out. Y'all not sitting at the house.
Exactly. Well, and I think, like, because I was saying from my standpoint, if you're doing the routine of it's entertaining, but it's also time spent with your significant other. If you're doing that. In not a grandiose way, like Will says, but once you get to another level, maybe your grandiose way is instead of 3 times a week, you're entertaining locally, maybe you all 4 times a year, y'all take a trip somewhere. So that is really, to me, it's the same realm, but at a different level.
Right, because I guess stagnant comes from expectations, and once you set the expectations, this is how it is, this is how it's going to get down, this is how, we're going to be. Anything less than that, it tends to lead to those thoughts of, okay, well, you're not doing, the same thing, or now we'll become boring when we wasn't that way. I don't think anybody goes into a relationship with the expectation of everything that we did in the beginning, it's going to stay that way. Just like they say, men have their representative, women too. You don't always go to bed, with their hair done and the heels and the boy shorts and all that other shit. You get to the point to where you want to wear, your granny panties and all of the other stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
What the hell?
I mean, shit, I don't wear boy shorts. I don't fucking know.
I'm just saying. You wear boy shorts and heels and some money.
Oh, you done seen a honey in boy shorts and been like, damn, that thing's sexy. Don't even front.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't. I like thongs. I don't look at women in boy shorts. But, okay. I mean, I ain't going to knock it.
Anyways. Yeah, ladies, don't listen to them. Wear the boy shorts. Oh, you can wear the thongs, too, because that makes it easier to smack that ass. But
I think you made a great point. I think you made a great point in terms of expectation. I mean, that expectation is what kind of breeds the thought of stagnation. Because if you start something with, like you said, with no intention of being able to continue it, then it's always going to look like that. Once you get to that point where there's that low is there, that the you're on the down end of what your expectations were.
Right. I can agree with that. And we got a few more minutes. Looks like Earl wants to get back on. So we'll let Earl back on real quick, and then we'll go on and wrap that up. What's good? We understand, Earl, that your expectation is, you're going to stick the thumb in the ass in the beginning.
I'm the ass man now.
What's good, Earl?
No, I was just listening, and you know, some good points and everything, and you know, it's, you know, when we were talking about like the stagnation. I mean, relationships are work. You know, you go through the excitement. You know, everything's new and fun in the beginning, and like you say, dinners, movies, and weekends in the beginning, and then you fell back into that routine. But you know, it's still work to be done. You know, you gotta make a conscious effort to keep things interesting, or it will just fall off into the doldrums. You know.
Yeah,
and I agree with
and you know, one thing that I'll say about the honeymoon phase with me is not all honeymoon. At some point, through what most people call the honeymoon phase, you're gonna pretty much find out if I can deal with this dude. It's not like, I mean, as far as a representative, I'm not that skilled in having a representative. At some point through what we consider the honeymoon phase, you're gonna find out. You're gonna be like, either I can deal with this dude-ish, because this is true to who he is. And this is who he's showing he is. It's going you're gonna have to make a determination, and the expectation that I'm going to change from what I am is where some of that stagnation might come in, or some of the just I can't fool with it. Like Denise is like, you know, some of this you just can't manage. You just wish them well and they go their separate ways.
Right.
That is. It'll come with me, one way or the other. You'll find out if you can deal with me.
Yep, let them know to jump. You know what I'm saying? This is how it is, and you know, either you're cool with it or not. So great conversation today. Our next show, a couple of weeks from now, we're going to talk about online dating, and then I know I mentioned earlier we were going to discuss how to find dateable people, but we can actually put that into online dating. You know, we got Earl, you know, took up all the time with, you know, the ass talk. So it's all good. So we're going to talk about
how to find tennis. Him and Denise playing tennis back and forth about the ass.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you
Earl,
already know.
Earl, find me online, boo.
I was about to say. Get at her, Earl. Get at her. You got two thumbs going. Ooh, but anyways. We appreciate everybody listening. You know, make sure you check out the archives. We're on iTunes as well. Just search for Playbook Radio on iTunes and let your friends know, those that listen to them live, that listen to the show live, we do have the archives available, and they're available immediately, so you can tell your friends to check those out. I know we're past bedtime for a lot of folks, especially those out there on the East Coast. And shout out to People's Champ, Marcus McGee. Shout out to the, you know, the freaky old grandma. We appreciate you, Earl. You calling. You got to tell your grandparents. You got here somehow. So listen, grandbaby, you got here somehow. So this is a part of life. This is a part of life. We appreciate you calling.
Oh,
too,
and
shout out
to little homie. I told little homie we was going to shout her out again, even though we shout out her last week, and she didn't hear.
No, she's done. No, she's done. Anyway, Earl, I'm going to tell you, like I told Rick before the show started, don't be on Facebook talking about, you know, you're trying to get some side shots in and clowning. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. I'm just letting you know right now. You know, I know you see your homie Rick. He's out there. Okay, we've known each other for a minute, and he comes at me. You ain't ready, Earl. You ain't ready. All I'm going to do is just give you the thumbs up sign, and we know what that means. Give you the thumbs up sign.
Earl, don't
get punked
out by Almond Joy.
Anyways, have a good night, everyone. And we'll see
good
you
night.
In a couple of weeks.
Later. Let me go see what my little homie up.
He's daydreaming.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.